Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out now on the WadeFord.com hotline. We have had the pleasure to speak to this gentleman before, and he's back on with us. It's head coach Derek Mason of Vanderbilt, our guest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, thank you for the time again. How are you doing?
Rick and John, I'm doing well. Doing well. Just finished practice, and now it's time to get on to the next episode.
All right, Coach, it's great to hear your voice. Great to have you back on. Atlanta loves you, and you're on 92.9 The Game here. So we're going to get into a lot of football here, but the tournament, Coach, was insane over the weekend. Like, did you see Michigan's buzzer beater? Did you see Loyola Chicago get their win? Did you happen to see maybe Nevada's comeback against Cincinnati yesterday? Have you been keeping your eye on this tournament a little bit?
You know what? I've just been catching the sound bites and the snippets. Let me tell you, it's been a while with March Madness, but that's what it is. College basketball, it's fun. It's exciting. Anybody's got a chance to win, but you got to stay tuned, man. You got to play a full game. Two halves and let's go.
Coach, I want to turn that to football for a second. The four-team playoff is fun. There's been a lot of conversation, though, to expand it to eight or beyond. Do you think something like that would ever work in college football?
I think it's going to get there. I truly do. I think right now, you know, we've been treated to some nice semifinal games and great championships. But I think you can make an argument for, couple more teams being in that field, you know, man, getting it to, you know, eight and then finding out, you know, who's the best. So we're getting closer. We'll see what happens over the next couple of years.
I mean, more football, we're all for it, Coach. More playoff football, sign us up for that. Great idea. And we have Coach Derek Mason of Vandy on the WadeFord.com hotline. What do you make all the coaching turnover, in the offseason from the Pac-12 here to the SEC? Six new coaches, Coach, in the SEC. What do you make about all that turnover?
First of all, I feel like an old guy. So, you start to look at the turnover and really, I mean, we need to slow it down. I truly believe this. I believe programs, you know, institutions now have gotten into the mold where, you know, sometimes when you're trying to turn it over fast, but anything worth having sometimes isn't built overnight. So, you know, in looking at it, I know, my coaches have had the opportunity to upgrade programs, have had an opportunity to go get their guy, you know, so to speak, but we're still talking about young men. We're still talking about, you know, guys who are teachers and father figures and have a chance to impact these young men's lives. Man, we're going to win. Coaches are going to win, believe me.
Is there anybody in particular, someone you have a relationship with, somebody that you just liked from afar, is there anybody, you know, that lost a job or had something bad go their way that you particularly feel sorry for from all that coaching turnover?
I feel sorry for any, you know, my coach, and in terms of and his family and where they're at. It's not just a head coach. Anytime you let a head coach go, generally, you know, it follows with the assistants. So it's never what we want. It's never what, you know, our coaches want. But I do understand that, you know, man, we're in a business model. Whereas, you know, when you make change, you know, things happen. But in terms of coaches that I know, most of the coaches I know actually landed on their feet. They actually had opportunities to go elsewhere, and that just speaks to, you know, really their character in their pedigree.
All right, Coach, we're going to get into your program. You guys are at spring practice, and we were just kind of talking off the air for a second here about you having a senior quarterback back and Kyle Shurmur, 26 touchdowns, 10 picks a year ago. What does he lead into the spring that you can help to develop some guys behind him?
Well, for him, it's got to be about development. It's got to be about development of his leadership, the guys around him. When you talk about the offensive line, you know, it's a line of scrimmage conference, and this group is returning. I mean, we've got five guys returning up front, you know, nine guys total that have played. I think, you know, for Kyle, it's got to be about the day-to-day consistency that, you know, allows him to make sure, man, that he feels comfortable, you know, in what we're doing, because this is his offense. You know, he's a fourth-year player. You know, I mean, he'll he'll be a starter for, you know, the third year in a row. When you talk about credibility, when you talk about confidence, when you talk about composure, you know, he's all of that. And what he's tried to do through these first eight practices is make sure he holds everybody accountable. It's looked good. Again, it's just about the day-to-day grind.
Coach Derek Mason joining Rick and John here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach, I know you know Randy McMichael, and he is a big fan of Kyle Shermer's, going way back. I've heard Randy sing his praises before. It really was an impressive statistical leap, going from 9 touchdowns and 10 interceptions to 26 touchdowns and 10 interceptions a year ago. His rating was through the roof. He had a really good year, almost threw for 3,000 yards. And you mentioned a moment ago, Coach, that this is his offense. Can you take us inside of that a little bit, like in terms of accentuating maybe his arm strength, his vision, his ability to go through progressions? Like, talk some nitty-gritty football with us on why you say this is his offense.
Let's do it. I mean, when you talk about, I mean, a fourth-year quarterback, especially in the West Coast offense, you know, he's got to be able to, you know, things at the line of scrimmage, run the pass, faster run. So for him, called 5 to 9% of the plays line of scrimmage. And that's important. That's maturity. That's you know, being well versed in this offense. But his arm talent is really through the roof. He can throw all the throws. He can throw, you know, from hash to opposite side, and he can throw the ball down the field. You know, the key thing for him is his footwork. And we had to focus and concentrate on that. And when he's gotten himself in trouble, it had everything to do with footwork. But when you talk about composure, when you talk about you know, being able to make you know, outside throws, inside throws, seam throws, fine checkdowns, you can do it all. People have constantly talked about whether or not, you know, he's a running quarterback. Listen, at the pro level, when the game is played from the pocket, he can play from the pocket. And now what we're seeing, I mean, he's had a couple of years to sort of invest in, you know, some speed training and just getting better running the football. A couple of times he pulled it last year, and teams are like, oh, I didn't know he could actually run the football. So I think he's continued to add dimensions to his game. And as we all know, the game is played, you know, really, really in the classroom. He's got to be able to go into the virtual reality lab, see the pressures, you know, check the adjustments, and be able to get us and get us in the right position and make us right. And that's what he's learned how to do. So he has full control over this. Myself and Coach Lovett trust him completely. And now what we got to do is just let him go.
Now, you guys do lose a couple of your top targets for him to throw the ball to. C.J. Duncan, Trent Sherfield gone. Who's replacing them, and how much more important does that make Kyle to be a guy that can help some of the younger receivers?
Well, it starts inside for us. I mean, we have tight ends. Talk about Sam Dobbs and you know, Jared Pinkney. Those two tight ends are primary targets. I mean, they can work the hashes. They can work you know, in the middle of the field and make sure that they keep those guys outside isolated. Kalijah Lipscomb is really our main target outside. Kalijah, you know, has played well. He's heading into his third year. So, you know, when you go back and look at his production, he's been a fantastic player outside. I mean, he's had to step up early in his career. But now, it sort of falls to guys like Chris Pierce. Okay. I mean, you look at Chris, and he's 6'4", 217 pounds, can run, long catch radius. And then James Bostic. James is, you know, 6'4", 210. So we've gotten bigger. We've gotten fast outside. You know, these guys, you know, had a chance to get on the field a year ago. You know, one happened to redshirt because he got hurt early. Chris Pierce happened to play in 11 games, I mean, a year ago. So really for us, it's just about reps. We have some other guys that are going to come in and make an impact. But right now, when you take a look at it, you know, those four guys have to come up big for us in 2018.
Hey, Coach, super quick, after what happened to you guys against Alabama, were you cheering for Georgia in the national championship game?
Well, I mean, I was cheering for Georgia, period. I've got a lot of respect for Kirby Smart. I think he's a bright coach. Mel Tucker's a good friend of mine. You know, in this, if I'm not playing in it, I'm going to root for our side of the conference. So, you know, I felt like Georgia had, you know, a great chance, and then all of a sudden you see Tua come off the bench, and Tua did the same thing versus us that he did versus Georgia. You know, he's got ice water in his veins, tremendous quarterback, and he played well.
Coach, we always appreciate the time. You guys got the spring showcase going down this Saturday, 3 to 5. Some of it will be on SEC Network, so if you're a Vandy fan in the area, make sure you tune in and check out the spring showcase. Coach, thank you, as always, for coming on here in Atlanta.
Hey, listen, take care, gentlemen. Thank you, Dan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.